This is the reading for November 21st. Amos chapter 9. I saw the Lord standing by the altar, and he said, "Smash the top of the pillars so that even the bottom of the doors will shake. Make the pillars fall on the people's heads. Anyone left alive I will kill with a sword. Not one person will get away. No one will escape. If they dig down as deep as the place of the dead, I will pull them up from there. If they climb up into heaven, I will bring them down from there. If they hide at the top of Mount Carmel, I will find them and take them away. If they try to hide from me at the bottom of the sea, I will command a snake to bite them. If they are captured and taken away by their enemies, I will command the sword to kill them. I will keep watch over them, but I will keep watch to give them trouble, not to do them good." The Lord God All-Powerful touches the land, and the land shakes. Then everyone who lives in the land cries for the dead. The whole land rises like the Nile River and falls like the river of Egypt. The Lord builds his upper rooms above the skies. He sets their foundations on the earth. He calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the land. The Lord is his name. The Lord says, "Israel, you are no different to me than the people of Cush. I brought Israel out of the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Crete, and the Arameans from Kir. I, the Lord God, am watching the sinful kingdom Israel. I will destroy it from off the earth, but I will not completely destroy Jacob's descendants," says the Lord. "I am giving the command to scatter the nation of Israel among all nations. It will be like someone shaking grain through a strainer, but not even a tiny stone falls through. All the sinners among my people will die by the sword, those who say nothing bad will happen to us. The kingdom of David is like a fallen tent, but in that day I will set it up again and mend its broken places. I will rebuild its ruins as it was before. Then Israel will take over what is left of Edom and the other nations that belong to me," says the Lord, "who will make it happen." The Lord says, "The time is coming when there will be all kinds of food. People will still be harvesting crops when it's time to plow again. People will still be taking the juice from grapes when it's time to plant again. Wine will drip from the mountains and pour from the hills. I will bring my people Israel back from captivity. They will build the ruined cities again, and they will live in them. They will plant vineyards and drink the wine from them. They will plant gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant my people on their land, and they will not be pulled out again from the land which I have given them," says the Lord your God.
Chapter 2.
My child, find your source of strength in the kindness of Christ Jesus. You've heard my message, and it's been confirmed by many witnesses. Entrust this message to faithful individuals who will be competent to teach others. Join me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Whoever serves in the military doesn't get mixed up in non-military activities. This pleases his commanding officer. Whoever enters an athletic competition wins the prize only when playing by the rules. A hard-working farmer should have the first share of the crops. Understand what I'm saying. The Lord will help you understand all these things. Always think about Jesus Christ. He was brought back to life and is a descendant of David. This is the good news that I tell others. I'm suffering disgrace for spreading this good news. I've even been put into prison like a criminal. However, God's word is not imprisoned. For that reason, I endure everything for the sake of those who have been chosen, so that they too may receive salvation from Christ Jesus with glory that lasts forever. This is a statement that can be trusted. If we have died with him, we will live with him. If we endure, we will rule with him. If we disown him, he will disown us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, because he cannot be untrue to himself. Remind believers about these things and warn them in the sight of God not to quarrel over words. Quarreling doesn't do any good, but only destroys those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as a tried and true worker who isn't ashamed to teach the word of truth correctly. Avoid pointless discussions. People who pay attention to these pointless discussions will become more ungodly, and what they say will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are like that. They've abandoned the truth. They're destroying the faith of others by saying that people who have died have already come back to life. In spite of all that, God's people have a solid foundation. These words are engraved on it. The Lord knows those who belong to him, and whoever worships the Lord must give up doing wrong. In a large house, there are not only objects made of gold and silver, but also those made of wood and clay. Some objects are honored when they are used, others aren't. Those who stop associating with dishonorable people will be honored. They will be set apart for the master's use. Prepare to do good things. Stay away from lust, which tempt young people. Pursue what has God's approval. Pursue faith, love, and peace together with those who worship the Lord with a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments. You know they cause quarrels. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone. He must be a good teacher. He must be willing to suffer wrong. He must be gentle in correcting those who oppose the good news. Maybe God will allow them to change the way they think and act and lead them to know the truth. Then they might come back to their senses, and God will free them from the devil's snare so that they can do his will.